Hello, familia. ¿Cómo están ustedes? It's been like a whole week. Can't even believe it. The time is just going by so fast. I'm like, it's already the end of this transfer. Like, how the heck did that even happen? I don't know. Well, today is Sunday, the 19th. And it just so happens that it's the last day of my training, because tomorrow is the new transfer. That's craziness right there. But yeah, so I've officially been here for 12 weeks, plus the 6 in the MTC, so what are we at now? 18 weeks. Yep. That's craziness. 18 weeks, how long is that? 4 months. Yep, 4 months. Yep, 4 months. Well, this week was a pretty freaking awesome week. Monday, we had deep cleaning day. It was so fun. Just nothing like cleaning. Right, Elder Chandler?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, wow, amazing. So that day we didn't really do much. We just kind of chilled at the bench and cleaned and yeah. And then Tuesday we had our last district meeting, like in the transfer. So it was good. We took a lot of pictures like with the district because, you know, the district is like, there are some people that were going to switch in the district and whatnot. So then after that we did an intercombio with the people from Visha Lisa, another area in the district, and I was with Elder Santos. He's from Brazil. I don't know how you say it in Portuguese, but Brazil. And then that was good. We had a good lesson with Gustavo and stuff, but the thing with Gustavo now is he's a great guy and all, but he's just not progressing, and so it's kind of tough to see that. So we don't really know what we're going to end up doing with him, but we will see. Then, let's see. After Gustavo and all that, we just, we're looking for some more people to teach, yada yada. Typical stuff around here. Let's see, Wednesday, what happened Wednesday? I was still in the intercombio, then we switched back. But I can't remember what happened. I feel like something good happened, but
I was sick and I slept.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ella Chandler was feeling really sick, so we stayed back here, and then we took a little nap. Woohoo! Yay for sick companions. No. That happened this week? Freak, it feels like that was like 2 weeks ago. It's weird. The time here is like, it feels like short in the moment, but like really long looking back. But also short looking back. I don't know. Whatever. Time just is kind of weird around here. It doesn't really work right. But yeah, and then Thursday and Friday, I didn't write in my journal, so I can't remember what we did, but I know we did something good, but I don't remember what it was. I think Thursday.
I suck.
Hey, what did we do Thursday?
What?
What did we do Thursday?
Obviously, we partied. Interviews.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had the interviews. So, okay, so Laura Sanchez, we're going to get to the good stuff. So she was the person that we were going to baptize this week. Well, we ended up baptizing her. So, yay for baptism on the mission. I'm so excited. It was so wonderful. And It was great because the thing is, I already explained the situation last week, I think. But, you know, she's been investigating the church for like 20 years. And finally she decided to take the lessons, and we taught her everything. And she was like, yeah, I think I need to be baptized. And it was so wonderful to see, like, her husband was super excited. And, like, it was wonderful. Now her daughter is getting ready to leave on her mission. And so it was just kind of cool how everything worked out. It was just awesome. And then the other elders in this area too, they also had a baptism. So we had two people get baptized in this ward, which is super awesome because it's been almost a year. It was a year ago July that they had a baptism here. And before that, they like had one forever before that. Like, we just haven't had a lot of baptisms in the ward, and so to have two like together like that was just an awesome, wonderful, tender mercy. But it's great to see the hand of our Father in heaven in all of this. But yeah, then Friday was supposed to be weekly planning in the morning, but we got a call Thursday night that Bishop had like signed us up for a service activity thing, which, I mean, like, obviously we're missionaries, so service is awesome. But we, like, our plans were kind of messed up, so, oh, well, we dropped everything, and then we went and did the service activity, and it was great. We went over to one of the hermanas in the ward, and we cleaned out one of her garage things, and then took everything out, cleaned it, and then put everything back in order, and then, it was cool, like, they were like, yeah, we're gonna do lunch for you guys, and we're like, okay. So they just go buy some charcoal and some hamburgers and some bread. And, like, seriously, they just, like, threw down, like, some like, tin shingles. Or, yeah, I think that's what they're called. They threw down, and then they...
Sheet metal.
Oh, okay. They, like, threw it down on the ground, and just threw the charcoal on there, got the fire going. And then just, like, put a little crate over it, and then we just grilled some hamburgers up there. It was sweet. Like, don't have grills. It's just, like, there's, like, the rich people have grills and stuff, but, like, for the majority of people, they just have, like, a little concrete parisha in their backyard, like a little grill, or they'll just throw it on the ground with a piece of little sheet metal under it and just grill right there. It's pretty sweet. But, yeah, so then we had hamburgers, and they were, like, super good. Wasn't anything like an American hamburger, but it sufficeth. Thid. So yeah, so that was good. As far as investigators go, we're still teaching Gustavo. We're still trying to find Nestor, because every time we go there, he's not there. We are teaching his parents, though, Luis y Caro. Carol, she's a member. She was baptized, but she's inactive. So we're trying to teach her husband, Luis, because he's not a member. We're trying to teach him, and then in, like, the same process, get Carol to come back to church. But we'll see what happens. Let's see, Mirta, we've not been able to find her for the past little bit, but she's kind of crazy. Like, she was talking about how, like, Satan was a music director before the world began, but he tried to be too arrogant, so, like, God smote him or something. She's crazy, but it was fun. So now we're just kind of seeing what happens, and we may go back and try to find her this week. Well, I'm gonna go try and find her this week and see if we can talk to her a little bit more, but she's just kind of like a crazy evangelist. Evangelica. I don't know. Evangelist? I don't know. But yeah. So that was fun. Then we also have this guy that we taught on Sunday last week. The guy that owns or maybe we taught him 2 weeks ago. But he's the guy that owns, like, the fruit store. He's a cool guy. but we haven't been able to talk to him since we first talked to him. He works a lot, and so it's hard to teach him, because like when he can get taught, he's like closing up his store, and then he has to go back to his family, so we can only teach him for like 5 minutes. But he's a good guy, so we'll see what happens. And then Laura, she's got baptized. Yeah, when it comes to investigators, we have a crap ton of people that we can go talk to that, like, we've done, like, all base and, like, talk to, but every time we go back to look for them, they're either like, no, I don't have any interest, or they'd be like, oh, no, another day, come back another day, and then we come back another day. Oh, no, 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 not today, it's cold, come back another day. And so, yeah. Me and my companion make fun of it all the time, because, like, what they say is, like, no los puedo atender. No los puedo atender. It's like, I can't attend to you, or, like, that's what it translates to. Like, I can't attend to your needs, or, like, I can't attend you right now. Like, I've got something. I don't know, there you go. There's your nice Spanish term for the day. No los puedo atender. No los puedo atender. It's always, like, the old ladies, too. They're like, no los puedo atender. Ay, discúlpeme, pero hace frío afuera y no puedo salir de mi casa. Estoy enferma y estoy en cama. No puedo atender. It's funny. Excuses, I love it. They're still the same down here in Argentina. But nonetheless, we are still entendandoing. So yeah, that's that. Let's see. Alright, now we're on Saturday. Saturday, something happened. Oh yeah, Saturday was the baptism, duh. Freak. It was great. So like the whole beginning of the day, we were kind of like getting the font ready to go. We got it all ready. Then we went to Walmart because my companion needed to get something because my companion's leaving tomorrow. So he needed to go to Walmart to get something. Because our area has a Walmart, and he didn't know if any other area was going to have a Walmart, so whatever. And then we were going to have lunch yesterday, but then it kind of got canceled on us. So then we went to a restaurant that they had in the McDonald's, or in the Walmart. That was, like, so good. Oh my gosh, it's a hamburger place. And it's funny, because, like, the hamburger places here, like, they have McDonald's and Burger King and all that, but like they're not very good. Like their hamburgers are really small. They don't taste as good. They're just not American hamburgers. But this place was like so crazy awesome. But the thing that stunk was like, okay, an In-N-Out hamburger, a million times better than this place. But for being in Argentina, this place was really good. Well, this hamburger, it was a hamburger, french fries, and a drink. For 170 pesos, which ends up being a little bit more than $10. So, yeah, I dropped a lot of money at that place, but I'll probably never go back. But it was still a good treat that I gave myself. Luckily, we don't eat out, like, at all here. That's, like, probably one of the first times I've done that here. But yeah, so that was good. That was very exciting. Then, after we went and got ready for the baptism, and it was so awesome. It was so wonderful. We had an investigator, Gustavo. He came, which was good because I think he was able to see like another side of our message, like what it actually, like what's like the end result and stuff. And I think that was good for him. Also, he's able to meet some people because he's just lonely. But yeah, so then, it's just, like, cool to see, like, baptism here is the exact same as in the States, just in Spanish. It's like the ordinance is done the exact same way and everything, but it was good. It was so awesome, like, just to see, like, how happy everybody was, and we had like some members in the ward that were like super excited because it's been so long since they've had baptisms here in the ward, and they're like, this is gonna light a fire in us and stuff, and it was good. I'm excited for next transfer because I get to stay here and see how it all goes. But yeah, it was wonderful. And then today was Sunday. Not really much happened. It was Father's Day. Oh yeah, happy Father's Day, Dad. Or at least I think today is Father's Day in the States. If it's not, then I guess happy Father's Day in the future, but I think it is there. So happy Father's Day. I hope it was good. I hope work's all good. I hope you were able to just take the day and chill with the family, make some good hamburgers or something. Oh man, I would kill for one of your hamburgers right now. Just nice teriyaki burger with some mushroom and pineapple. Ooh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's alright. You get a bunch when I get back. You guys are stupid. But yeah. So. So yeah. Now we're Sunday. Sunday was a good day. We didn't really get to do much today because we went out and we talked to Gustavo, and then we tried to go talk to another person. They weren't there. And then we went with one of the members to give the sacrament to Hermana in the ward, but she wasn't there either. So then we came back, and now Elder Chandler's packing away. Yep, packing away. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm going to have a new companion tomorrow. So I guess we'll see. Maybe I'll get to take a picture and send it to you guys tomorrow. But we'll find out what happens. Till next time. It's kind of weird because you guys will be listening to this recording. But by the time you actually get it, I'll actually know who I'm going to be companions with. So well, that's cool. And then, sweet, as the week goes, that's pretty much all that happened. I don't know, this week was kind of a blur. I don't really remember very well. I guess I'm just not really writing in my journal well or something. Oh yeah, I just read in my journal something. On my intercambio on Tuesday, you know, there's Santos, we were walking back from a cita that we had. And we were, like, walking down the street, and I, like, looked over in, like, the intersection, and there was, like, this little, like, moped motor scooter thing, and then a car. The car drove through the intersection, and the motor scooter, like, ran into the side of the car, and, like, the guy just, like, flew off his motorcycle thing and, like, skid on the ground. And we looked over, and we're like, oh, crap. So we went over to see if they were okay, and everybody's okay and stuff, but it was kind of crazy. But yeah, so that was exciting. But yeah. And then, yeah, here there's so many motorcycles. It should be a bad thing, and it should be making me not want to get a motorcycle, but it kind of makes me want to get one even more. So, sorry about that, but yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so that was good. Then, yeah, tomorrow we have that meeting. We'll go and switch up the people that are going home. On Monday, we'll give their little, or they're going home tomorrow, we'll give their little goodbye speeches. It's gonna be exciting. Then, there's something else I was gonna say. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you guys' recordings work really well. It's awesome to listen to you guys every every week. Or like this last 2 weeks. It's funny. Dad, I have to give you a hard time because you're just like working out and you're recording. I thought it was funny. I was like listening to it. My companion was like, me and my companion were like, oh, well, I was like, he's working out. And he's like, oh, we just laughed. It was kind of funny. Because it was just like, listen to you running on the treadmill. We're like, you're probably not getting a very good workout, but it was funny. I liked it very much, so.
Sick.
So that was exciting. I hope you guys keep sending them. You need to just, this is what you should do. Don't send like a bunch of personal ones. Send like one big one and then just like have a bunch of people talk. And then like I can, and even if it's a long one, I can listen to parts at a time, I think. And if not, then I'll just let it play in the night before I go to bed or whatever. So it's not a big deal. But make sure that you do that because I love hearing your guys' voice. It'd be really nice, like, if you could just, when you're all together, just get everybody in one. So that way I can, like, keep track of it well. Of, like, which one I'm on and stuff. Because if I get 8 recordings every week, then that'd be kind of crazy. Ooh, I like that. Do you want to pick? Just go look at my wardrobe thing and see which tie you fancies you. Okay. So yeah, that's good. So just keep sending those. Well, I'm gonna go trade some ties. Let me think if there's anything else. Oh yeah, Mom, I was thinking about some recipes you could send, and maybe like some kind of like, maybe like carrot cake or like oatmeal cookies, sugar cookies, some of those, like the recipe for the swig cookies. That would be sweet. Oh, I also have something for you guys to try, too. You take a can of sweetened condensed milk, and then 3 of those little, like, little tiny milk cartons of cream. So sweetened condensed milk, 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 3 of those little cartons of whipped cream, or just cream, just milk cream. Then you pour it all into a bowl, like, whisk it really, really, really well, like, until it's really mixed. Then you put it into a bowl and just put it in the freezer, and then it makes it the ice cream. And it's like super good ice cream, just like vanilla ice cream. And then you can put in like Oreos and just like crunch up Oreos and put it in. Oh my goodness, one of the Hermanas in our ward did it and it was like super good. So I'm going to try it here and see if we can make it as good. Ooh, exciting. But yeah, recipes, they're fun. So yeah, as for that, I mean, the work's still going on, still working hard, talking to a lot of people. I had a funny experience. I was like, went up to talk to somebody, and he was like holding like a little thing in his hand, and it looked like he was reeling it up, like a fishing roll, whatever they're called. What are they? Like a fishing reel? That's a reel. A fishing reel. And then I like walked up, and I was like, oh, do you like fishing? Like, are you a fisher? And he's like, what? And I looked down at his hand and realized that he was just, like, twisting a screw or something. And he was like, no, this is, I'm fixing my fence or something. I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. And, like, we started talking. And it's just, like, fun because I like just like, talking to people. And, like, I'm getting better with the language. So the fact that, like, I can kind of, like, joke around with people and stuff a little bit. But I still have so much to learn. It's ridiculous. Pero todo es posible con el poder de Dios y el poder del Espíritu Santo y el don de lenguas. El don de lenguas es verdadera. Es un don verdadero. See, I already did it wrong, but oh well, it was fun. See if Mike understands what I'm saying. Tell him. Well, ask him. Well, never mind. He probably was in like the jungly area. I'm in like the city, so I'm probably hearing like different things. But like, there's people that walk around the. There's like little trucks that have like fruits and stuff in them, and they like talk with a microphone really close, and they're like. And then you can see what he knows. But good stuff. But yeah, so. The elders in my pantry are going crazy, so I'm probably going to sell your, but have a good week, and I will talk to you all later. Peace out. Bye.